ti bila ono makasujem što evi kod te to kopi. Now we have made copies, enough copies. Dobro? So 5.3 is allocation for payments for capital assets did not form part of the program and other economic classifications in the budget forum. This was a cause for concern. We discussed that yesterday. And 5.4 was says the National Youth Development Agency experienced challenges with regard to recouping of loans that were made to young entrepreneurs. The exact amount owing could not be provided to the committee during the briefing, which raised doubts over the ability or over their ability to raise to raise the budgeted amount of 34 million as per the consolidated budget of the NYTA. Just to recap, that during the presentation, NYTA informed us that fact one, they have allocated 374 million. I'm sorry, 376. But they said to us, we could add the 34 million that they hope to recover from their the people that they give loans to, the young people. Now, what the committee is saying here is that what they informed us is that up to now they had not been able to recover these funds, to recoup these funds, that the loans that they are giving to their members. But now they want to go to lawyers. What are those people called? Debt collectors, no? To collect for this. But I think I'm fine with this recommendation. I'm tempted to say comrades, because only comrades were here. I'm fine with this recommendation. However, I do think that comrades, we need to speak to NYTA. NYTA, I think their objective is to empower the young people. Well, they are using the resources of government to do that. But whether, I mean, I'm thinking loudly now, whether is their priority to recover these, what you call it, loans that they give. But the problem in government is the language that you use. If you call it a loan, you must recover it. If you call it grant, not Honorable Grant, no, the other grant. Yeah, if you call it a grant, you don't have to recover that. So my own view is that maybe we need to engage with NYTA so that whether they would want to continue giving loans or grants or a 50% a percentage of a share of that to be a grant and a loan or something, but I mean, the objective, if you look at the objectives of the NYTA, they are there entirely to empower the young people. And the young people that they're empowering do not have the experience. But what NYTA said is that now they're looking for, I mean, they're engaging mentors to mentor those people that they give these loans. In other words, it's a capacity for the person, for anyone that has been given that loan, to be able to ensure that the business, that business does what you call it is a sustainable business. That is one thing. But the problems with loans is that there are conditions. I mean, some people, if you go to the bank, and there are all kinds of conditions. But it's really for the NYTA. But what I'm suggesting is that we could engage them in saying, so they should look at this. I mean, even for, not only for, if they give grants, it's not only young people who would be getting grants. Even departments like agriculture, like land affairs, there is a grant. Part of what people get in terms of when they get the farms and whatnot, part of that money is a grant. Now, I don't know if it would really be an issue to give young people grants rather than loan them and put them in a situation where in future they are not able to raise loans because they have they would have been blacklisted because they owe the NYTA.
I don't know if it's any
comments. You want to comment?
Discussing it, or should you comment further from your comment?
No, I think
because I thought when you said we need to engage them, then that's the time
that. Yeah. Okay. Maybe this would act as a recommendation. We don't have those recommendations here for NYTA to say maybe they should look at granting, I mean, at giving grants than loans to the young people, or both, you know, as a recommendation. Loma?
I think until we meet with them to discuss it, I think it's a very, it might be a dangerous recommendation to make, because we won't know how that would impact on their bottom line.
Fine. Mama Kaf.
Thank you, Kalangapang. You know, the issue of NYTA is very interesting in me because there have been challenges in the NYTA, you know. Given, you know, at one stage, when we were talking of NYTA, you made me very, very pettish. At one stage, the young girl in Port Elizabeth was given this loan. There needs to be something. Was given a loan, only to find out from the loan that she got, the house of the parents was attached, so that if the business cannot go well, then they are going to take the house without the knowledge of the parents. You know, then the business didn't go well. Parents saw when then the sheriff came to attach the house. Really, I think for then this thing of youth given in loans, it's a challenge, you know. They need to be given whatever the other way around, and then they are monitored. You cannot give a youngster money and say, go and start business. There is no monitoring mechanism because if you are young, we are young. You think if you got a million, you think that money is huge. You can do something else on the other hand, you know. So you give them this grant, and after you give them this grant, you monitor so that the business prospers. Thank you, Chairperson.
No, thank you very much. Come at my shiho for no good.
I'm very happy that Honorable Makasi referred to it because that when we indulge with them, we said they must be open and confide in us because they are now going to be with us. And that's when they presented this problem, which we thought yesterday we need a workshop so that we should guide them because they never had any portfolio committee which worked strictly with them. They were on their own in the presidency, and the monitoring and evaluation director general told us that they were not under him. They were not accountable to him. I think that was even part of the problem, because they had no one to whom they were accounting. They had no portfolio committee. They were just on their own, and they presented their problems to us, because that's when they said it's problematic to them to recover the funding, because some people who are successful said, this is not our money, this is government money. And I think that's where the problems came. When they spoke to their legal advisors, there was no time to say, now let's audit the successful businesses and the failed ones, so that they must look at the mechanism they can use to help those who have failed. But they gave us a very detailed and precise APP, which Rona on our own will be able to follow, because their targets are very low and their budget is even reduced, and that will help us to be able to assist them. And problems like that one, I think, will be able to assist. It's just that we don't know what to do about that one, or whether it can be referred somewhere, we don't know. But we are now going to work with them. And they said they were happy to have a committee to which they can now account. And can, as you say, give a young child a lot of money and he has no one to account to, such problems will definitely arise. And we are going to have a workshop with them.
Thank you very much, Tom. I think we'll have a workshop. We will not include that recommendation. But can we adopt the report? Or Makati, you want to propose adoption?
Sir Francis, I propose the adoption of this report.
Thank you. Adoption has been proposed. Seconda. Honorable Mashiko. So the report has been adopted. Can I take advantage of this quorum and deal with the Eastern Cape one? Again, the Eastern Cape report was discussed, and I think just the issues that were outstanding were the recommendations. Commissioner. We discussed the or let me just say, for the sake of colleagues who were not there, who went to Eastern Cape, we do know that the department, government gave Eastern Cape, not Eastern Cape, it gave the National Department $700 million to build 49 schools. Last year, around November, during the adjustment, the money was given that time. But the National Department told us that by March 31, 50 schools would have been built. And then it surprised the committee that 50 schools could be built in 3 months. In 3 months, taking into account that December was also holiday, there would be no people, the suppliers, and a lot of people who work around that, they closed down the firms that time. People take a leave. But the department insisted that no, it has spoken to everybody. It was a condition of allocating those that budget to Eastern Cape. To those people and the contractors who would be building schools. But we were not satisfied. We were not satisfied. We undertook a trip in January. We found that there were no schools, actually. And the contractors had only been given a go-ahead to build the schools around the 23rd of January. And we were there later, I think, or before we arrived there. Sorry? Yeah, the contractors had just received the appointment letters to go and build the school, only in 2012. Now, well, we're informed that the final date for finishing the schools has been shifted to August 2012. It's fine. So this is the report that we are adopting. But just honourable members, the report was given to us to make recommendations. There are draft recommendations that had been made by the staff. If we all have the copy of the report on page 4, which is on recommendations, 6.1 says the National Department of Basic Education should submit to the National Assembly a detailed report on the dates that the 49 schools budgeted for in 2012 financial year would be completed and the plans and time frame for rolling out the balance of the project and the anticipated budget requirements and availability. Indicating any shortfalls, if any. I don't know if Comrade Snell, I know that Comrade Snell and myself discussed these recommendations. I don't know if you want to comment on this recommendation. I don't have that copy now. Sorry? It would be in my office, I don't know. So, but I don't know if there are any comments. Is it fine, honorable members? But the feeling, is it fine, comrade? Sorry? 6.1, the first recommendation. No, it's fine. Well, the adoption is honorable. Khaled Blom proposes the adoption. It's seconded. So the reports have been adopted. Thank you very much. But
now that the report has been accepted, I just want to give Commissioner Blum the update on the treatment.
Maybe they can decide on the treatment.
How does the program work? Do they just work the program from the application? I'm worried. I think people are almost done with this meeting. But the other thing, the reminder is that we on Tuesday or Wednesday, the 16th. It's Wednesday, the 16th. No? The German delegation. From what time to what time? Can you just? On the 16th, let's just finish this one. On the 16th is a debate on monitoring and evaluation and NYTA. And that is the date that the German delegation is coming to us. Maybe it would be better to take them a little bit early, say 9:30 to 11 o'clock, and then we're done with them.
The committee secretaries for the other two committees mentioned that, but I indicated to them that our committee is debating performance monitoring in the afternoon, and they wanted to have that meeting between 1 and 2 o'clock, so I said my committee won't be available between 1 and 2.
Now, but if then they want to, I mean, they are able to accommodate us in the morning, I mean, the other two committees, there would be nothing wrong in doing a joint thing. But you're quite right to say 1 and 2 when we're going to the house. We can't see them. We need to be ready quite early. Okay, honourable members, I think, thank you very much. So at 2 o'clock tomorrow, we're seeing the treasury. I'm sorry to... Which one? There's no meeting on Friday. You know, there's something called taxis. We have never traveled by taxi. Now, it's difficult when there are taxis to continue with the meeting. Yeah. Now, the Honorable Harold Bloom is talking about the issue of the oversight. I'm not sure if we're ready to do that, but maybe, I don't know if you want to do that now or want to. Sorry?
Thanks, Chair. But what we have done, we've put out, there's a committee week from the, I think, the 17th to the 22nd of next month. There's a broad framework that we've looked at to go back to KZN, Eastern Cape, and then to Gauteng, to look at any of these large infrastructure projects that have been mentioned by the President, where they are, how they're being rolled out. Also to have a follow-up on what we had previously picked up on our visit, and then also to identify NYDA projects that are in those provinces. The researchers have got in touch with NYDA to find out where those projects are of theirs, and also the Gauteng Health Department, because we were wanting to see that problem of the relationship between national and provincial there. So there's a program, draft program, that the researchers have got in that regard, and then Comrade Yengeni is going to assist in sourcing relevant accommodations.
But my own view is that, we're talking about 1 week, you know? Yeah, maybe we need to just prioritize what do we want to do during that week, because there seems to be a lot of things the way I hear. Maybe we should just, otherwise just to say on all the issues that you have raised, because I think we could spend time somewhere. I don't know if the researchers have received information from NYDA to say exactly where are these their projects, so that we structure our trip such that we can be able to have a little bit of focus. I don't know.
Ask for a response by Friday. When we get that response, maybe then we'll have to tweak that program, depending on where it is. Because if they're close to the major cities, then it'll be easier. If they're far away, then we'll have to look at maybe changing the program to accommodate travel.
Just one thing on the issue of Gauteng Health Department. We also thought that maybe if we add the hospital revitalization program, because on our analysis, it was one of the issues that they're not spending the grant. So we need to check how many hospitals have undergone the hospital revitalization program, how many of those have been completed, and how many are not completed. Then the committee can decide whether we visit one or two of those, and that's it. With regard to NYDA, we have requested information this morning. We've given them until Friday, as Honorable Snyder has said. And also, with regard to the presidential infrastructure projects that we announced in the SONA, It's my view, in my view, I think that probably it will be too early for us to go and look for those infrastructure projects because it's still on paper. They're still on paper. If some of them are still being costed, you know, and probably we could, as Chairperson was saying, could prioritize which one do we want to see and which one we can park. Probably we can take it from there.
I don't know if there are any comments. But what we could do is to, even with the presidential, what you call it, you're talking about the infrastructure that the president announced. Now, that one, then there's a difference, because I thought that there are presidential, what are they called? There are presidential notes, you know? I thought that you were talking about the presidential notes. That we could, but if it's just generally infrastructure, that one, you're quite right, that we need to get a report first. Where are these infrastructure, which are these projects, how far are they, before we could visit. But maybe we should take the suggestion that Honorable Snell is saying, that you will come back to us at the next meeting. We're meeting now on Tuesday, no? So you'll come back to us just to update us by then. But the other thing that maybe we should really resist, I know that the principle that we have is that of going back to the project that we visited. I think it's a good principle, but we might find ourselves falling in the trap of being seen to be favoring certain provinces over the others, you know, is something that we also need to be careful about. I mean, as a national committee, maybe we need to expose ourselves nationally. I know that in another forum, Honorable Yengeni, working in another province, she could help us, she could maybe also contribute from the perspective of that province, so that we really seem to be visiting all the provinces. I think it's important. But it might not necessarily be this coming committee week. It might be another committee week, but I really urge that we must look nationally. Thank you. Honourable members, then the meeting was actually adjourned. Attend for the last time now.
Yeah,